Last week we ended off focusing on the sheresh of the chet. We spoke about it at length. I'm just going to summarize it really briefly. Is that we don't recognize who we really are. Result of that, we choisa simcha. We don't have sipuk and simcha from our ruchnias. And then the Yetzirah finds us easy game to push us over the edge, because anyway, who cares and what difference does it make what I'm doing? That was more or less the way we finished off. We started talking a little bit about his upbringing, what he was raised with, Reishis Chochma, Bishar Genem, that you recognize you're nothing, and therefore you don't even think about sin. Maybe let's maybe look at the words inside. It's a little bit better. On the Kuf Yud Ches, a Neshek HaChadash Mul HaGoya HaChadash, the new weapon we need against the enticements of the Goyish world out there, which we don't recognize even how much of a problem that is. But you'll see it's also, again, the Sheresh of everything, the Tabachatanu, the breakdown of the barriers. We don't really notice it so much, but it's there. So let's go from the third paragraph. Limud zeh kaneli esagoshes ashiflus anova bitla niva bitla yesh. This approach to chinuch in those days, pre the Holocaust, during the Holocaust, after the Holocaust, was based on the needs then. Shiflus anova, nullifying yourself, nullifying your ego. Ho'oka kol rotzen lisnaseli frokoil. Took away any desire to throw off the yoke. Limudze gama gain alai, shelo astata chalila, mimoreshes base over. And it also ensured that I didn't veer off or branch off mourning from the inheritance that I got from my father, from his derech, hushimesh kachino magen beni uben yitzri. And it was a wonderful shield, mourning, between me and my Yaitzer. That all helped living in Europe. When I came to America, there's a whole new goy you have to deal with, and those tools didn't work. As long as the goy I was dealing with grew up in the villages of Eastern Europe, and the goy was a peasant, was a drunken farmer, whatever, the porrits, there weren't anybody you wanted to be like. So these kalim worked. Even though I'm nothing, but nevertheless, I'm much more choshuv than that goy. Why would I go after his stuff? Why would I go after his tivers and his desires? Because they weren't an attraction for us. There wasn't any soy. Ula, that's when he comes to you as Esav. When the guy is an Esav, he wants to be like Esav. But what happens when he comes to you, Kaachi? That's not going to help. Ulam, shehochrachti mispa shanim lachin nisoy letzeit loila masakim. After I got married, after a few years, I had to go into the business world. Chashti shareishish choch meshuv eni magena like kavor. I suddenly started noticing that the Reishis Chochman, Shara Gehenim, and Shiflis, and Bitl Ayesh wasn't helping to guard me like it was in the past. Ha'esh haruchni sapnimis nechlasha mula ilam v'havola v'yoyim yomayim. The spiritual fire that burnt inside of me was getting weakened and weakened as I was dealing more and more with the volume of the day-to-day world out there. You're in business out there. It's not so simple. So I tried to strengthen myself. I took what I'd learned from my father and I tried to strengthen it in order to gain myself against these weaknesses. I wasn't able to. It wasn't working. The fires of that inner spiritual life weren't burning anymore. In the same way they were before. Therefore, I had to find other tools that worked. See how important it is to give your kid tools that do work? So they know that they need tools that work. And then afterwards, if those tools don't work, they'll find other tools as things change. But if you never gave your kids tools that work, they'll never know that it's something they need. You had a Magen against the Yetzer Hara. Now it's not working. Fine, you have to go find another one. But if you never had a Magen against the Yetzer Hara, you'll think that that's normal. So things will change. You'll just carry going after your Yetzer Hara. Very important, this. Very important limud. I don't know if he recognized it himself, what an important limud that was. I went to look for other tools. These tools aren't working, so you've got to find new tools. In order to find the new weapons, I need to fight the new spiritual battle. I started learning Sifrei Machshava, Sifrei Maral, Ubekizka Ramchal, Betani ben Nefesh HaChaim, Besfasemes, etc., etc. V'hine niglu lefira yonot kodesh mole utz meruchnis. I found in those swarim things that open your eyes. Unbelievable depths of ruchnis. Misvarim kadoshim elu in kanti es ha'utzma ha'adira ha'tmuna ba'avoydus ha'yisi yudi. Ba'uvdus, she'yisi yudi. In these swarim, I found and I acquired for myself the enormous depth of understanding what it means just to be a Jew. Bnei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's son. Kan gilites gedolosi v'chashuvusa lifnei melech mal cholomechem. They are found how choshuv I am and how great I am in Hashem's eyes. Hivanti shalomot she'agoy nireh menumas v'adiv. The goy looks very intelligent and very nice and very cultured. B'kol zois malosi yaseir alav al pikama v'kama. My mile above him is way, way, way above. Yadati lishamem yagoy litrachek mishigyoinus ha'olam v'shekarov. And I now knew and I learned how to keep myself away from that goy and from all the nonsenses of the world and all the lies of the world. The world lies to you. And he found the tools to work with that. I was able to recognize that even the goy was very pleasant, very nice, very sophisticated, very sweet. You might have to deal with him in business. You're not going to avoid him. You can't avoid him today. But nevertheless, you have to keep your distance. Why? Because he's a goy. That sounds very, very not nice to say. Not a very nice thing to talk about today. 100 years ago, you'd have a problem saying it. Today, this is very politically incorrect. But Hashem sent us into Golas, and we have to be in Golas. And we're not, can I explain something to you? We're not potter from the Golas in Eretz Yisrael either. There's an assimilation right here that would shock your shaitl off your head. It's not before. We're not talking about the goy. The problem is not the goy himself. Is the goyish kite. So that we have here today. I know, but I have to help. We have to talk to everybody, the ones that are here and the ones that are there. Of course, there's a difference. No, one second. No one's saying there's no difference. I don't know, it's just so fair. It's a Kodesh. But these problems we have to deal with. I'm dealing with them day in and day out. Ruba de Ruba of the kids in Yeshiva Katanas and Chedas today, if they found out they weren't Jewish, wouldn't Magaya. So they also don't have this. The Yetzari are stronger because the Kedusha are stronger. The Abayapo, you're right. I'm not saying not. But in the meantime, we have to deal with reality. We have to get the tools wherever we are because we're suffering from this problem today as well.
One of the tools may be to move.
Okay. And it may not be to move. Right. You have to know each person, each case is it's a complex set of factors that you take into account, whether you decide whether to stay here, to leave, to come here, not to come here. Many, many factors. Sometimes you can lose more than you gain. Sometimes you gain more than you lose. I don't know. Each person, each situation. I can't make klali. I've told people to come and I've helped them come. I've told people not to come and it was better for them not to come. You have to know. But that's a factor. But we're saying wherever you live and whatever you're going through and whatever you're doing, you have to acquire these tools. That's the bottom line. You tell me in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to acquire these tools. I've got news for you. And could be in certain areas it's harder, some areas it's easier. Yeah, we're less influenced by the Goya, but the problem is we all have one of these, and we all have computers, and our kids all have access to all the news and all the shmutz and all the stuff out there. The local kach posh to say shalom sani Goya and really mean it today, wherever you live. That's what we're trying to develop, yeah, some kind of marechet for this. My grandparents didn't have this problem. They didn't have this problem. They knew the Goya had nothing to do with them. They knew that there was different than the Goya. They could do business with them. They could have lunch with them. They could be, but they had no havamina that was shaykh to even marry them. There wasn't even something that could cross their minds. Today, no, but even when they didn't, in South Africa, we were very accepted and very nice. The Goyim were lovely people. My doctor was a Goy. He used to come to us. He did a house call. We were very nice people, whatever. But it wasn't a havamina that I could ever marry his daughter. Yes. I'm saying, but today, there's a strong havamina that you could, even in this country. Do you know how many frum girls are married to Arabs? I'm saying, do you know how many frum girls from frum homes that went to Beis Yaakov today are married to Arabs? Rahman al Islam? The numbers would shock you. It's not 10 or 20 or 30 or 100 or 1,000. Say, I'll be your tear. Correct, that's also. And not, we're going to be in contact. I can't stop the contact. But we have to know that when we contact, we have Cain to deal with that. That's what we're trying to acquire here. Let's see. That doesn't happen mamela anymore. To the previous generation, that happened mamela. I don't know when the previous generation is. Some people say great-grandparents, great-grandparents, some is the grandparents. I don't exactly know. We're not, there's not a history of all. If we don't have kosher Jewish pride, if we don't know who we are and what we are really, then we're going to be open to all the seductions of the street. Ad kaday, God forbid, assimilation. Teva shel Adam limshei chachasvivza, the Rambam paskin zet lahalocha. You can't stop the sun coming up. You can't take chains and stop teva, because they are teva. So therefore, you have to choose the right place to be. Nochon. Sometimes the best place to be isn't in the Haredi neighborhood. I heard that from an Adam Gadol Ma'od Ma'od. He said sometimes it's better to live amongst Chilonim than to live amongst Haredi, because at least you know the difference. There are many people today in the what we call Haredi who lo yodei machavos ba'olamoi. There's lots of poshut. We have to know. We have to know. There's a lot of influences today from everywhere. No poshut. Avada, the Muskol Rishon, and the best place to be is find yourself a good, nice, kosher neighborhood and find a nice shul and find a nice rov. And of course, you have to do that.
You put your kid on in a good school. You avoid a lot of problems.
Yeah, you do avoid a lot, but you're not potter from chanechin your children at home either. Of course not. No, Yodim, we don't know nothing. But we're very influenced by the Goyish world. We have to recognize it. That's what I'm saying. That's what you're trying to give them, Caleb, that they don't want to be like the others because they recognize what they have is much more. I said it's easy. You want easy? We're trying to avoid it, but we're talking about if you can't avoid, what do you do? This is one of the ways of fighting the war. That's what we're trying to give you here. Somebody doesn't need this. Somebody's already acquired these tools. Why are you here? You don't need to be in the shul. This is for people who are struggling and battling with the sukkah.
First step is
knowing there's a problem. No, the first step is knowing that this is a problem. Many people don't realize it's a problem. They don't recognize that most of what they're doing and looking forward to and yearning for and going after has nothing to do with Judaism. When you start pointing out to them that all the sheifas are goyish, they get offended. And I'm talking about very frum people. We're talking about. Correct. The problem we're dealing with is my problem, though. At the end of the day, I have to recognize where am I in all of this? Not you and you and the world. I'm not an anthropologist. I'm not a sociologist. I didn't come here to save the world. First of all, I have to recognize these lessons like he did. How did he go about finding this? Because he had a problem and he went about looking for solutions. And he started sharing those solutions, and people in their droves came to learn how. Can I solve my problem? How can I deal with this? And this was a while ago, before the problem is as acute as it is today. That's much more acute. much more acute. And by the way, you can't teach this to anybody who's not interested in listening. They'll tell you, this is Nipam. You're from a previous generation. I'm not a salesman. I don't make a living out of selling this stuff. Somebody wants to learn. Somebody wants to understand. Somebody wants to. It's for you. It's for you. It's not for you. He says in the beginning as well. If there's something you have that you can use it. Not then close the safe and move on. But I've been giving Vadim in this safe for over 20 years, and no one has ever come to me and said, I don't need this safe. Not one person. In 20 years, not one person ever came to me and said, but first, a person in Achinami. You have to first, Avada, a lot of things. He was so against people reading newspapers. I'm talking about before the internet. I knew before the internet was a problem. Reading newspapers for him was treif lagamrei. Why? Because it's Tevo Shalom Nishoch HaSlivoi. The newspaper is your environment now. So whatever you see in the newspaper, that's what you get drawn after. This advert, this thing there, this politics, there. You get moshecht after it, and you've stepped out of the Torah world. So let's see. That was then. Today could be reading newspapers. What's bad is not the medium. It's the hesech hadas. It's the distraction. That's the problem. Whatever the distraction is, what's wrong with this? Nothing intrinsically. But what's wrong with a National Geographic video, Rebbe? Nothing intrinsically. What's wrong with it? It's hesech hadas. Can you use that thing properly as well? Could be under certain circumstances. Might be a very useful tool. It might show you nifla abayra, and you might get closer to Hashem or whatever. You've got to be honest with yourself. No question of what's wrong with it. Why is it awesome? What's in hesech hadas? What are you doing? You could be doing so much else. And we all have that problem. And we all have excuses for it and reasons for it. And it's a nisoyin. And where the nisoyin doesn't exist for you, then don't bother about it. It's not a nisoyin for you. I'm talking about where there is a nisoyin and you are struggling. These are tools that might help you. That's all. Your struggle isn't where my struggle is. My struggle is where your struggle is. I look at you and I go, wow, that's a problem? Since when has that been a problem? That's not a problem. And you look at me and you go, wow, you're still suffering from that? Yeah, I worked that 3 years ago. Because we're all kind of different, you know. It was one of the things we spent a lot of time proving. Everyone is different. So that's clearly tools. You get a toolbox and you have to know which tool to use for which job. So, okay. He's taking us through his journey. My journey may not look exactly the same. But there's no question that the Svarim he's talking about opened our eyes and open our eyes. Moedik, I'll just show you one small example of how the Sfas Emes can open your eyes. In this week's Parsha, it says that Yosef, he was torturing his brothers, basically. He was taking them through the entire tshuva process, yeah? Putting through exactly what they needed in order to machapa for what they'd done. Okay, you see that. And when he said Ani Yosef, they understood exactly why it had to happen. That's Mashiach. Mashiach will be exactly the same. There are two things that happen when we are Ani Yosef, when Hashem says, Yara I am. First of all, you realize, sure, I've been saved. We don't have to get up and destroy the world because they're on the verge of total destruction. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But Yigash Yehuda was, that was it. It was the end of the game. If he couldn't convince Yosef to back off, they were going to destroy the world. That was what's going to happen. Sure, we're off the hook. And at the same time, in that split second, they understood why everything had happened and why it had to happen. There were no more, well, why is this happening? Well, everything was crystal clear, that one split second. Yeah, that's Mashiach. Ani Yosef is the Maisa of a Simin Laboni for Mashiach. That's exactly what it's going to look like in a split second. Okay, like switching on the light. Chofetz Chaim said that's what it's going to be like. You're sitting in a dark room and someone switches on the lights. That's how quickly Mashiach is going to come. Anyway, Yosef, it says there, why did Yosef say Ani Yosef when he did? He really didn't want to. He wanted to do it a bit later. You notice? It says, Ulo yocholi tapek. He couldn't hold on anymore. And he said, Ani Yosef. You notice that? What was the first thing he did when he hugged Binyamin? He was crying. When he hugged Binyamin, he was crying. Understand? His beloved brother from the same mother. They hadn't each other and seen each other for many years. They'd just been through all this tzar together. Rashi says something else. You know why he was crying? Because he saw that the two Batei Mikdashes that were going to be built in Binyamin's turf were going to be destroyed. That's why he's crying. That's why you're crying now? That's what you're upset about. Why aren't you celebrating the fact that Binyamin's going to have two Batei Mikdashes built in his turf? Now that's what you're crying about? And then scream for a mountain. Now you're crying with your yom, you're hugging your man, and what are you doing? You're crying about the Korban by somebody else. Hello? So let me tell you what the Svasemes says. Mamash Niflovanov. Svasemes says that Yosef was supposed to give the brothers more suffering. He couldn't hold on anymore. They said, Ani Yosef. Had he held on, the Bat HaMikdashes would never have been destroyed. And that's why now he was crying with Binyamin over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because he knew now that the seeds for the destruction had been sowed now. The brothers had to go through a certain amount of kapara. They needed a certain amount of Yisurim, and Yosef was supposed to provide it, but he couldn't. He couldn't anymore. He was platzing. He couldn't. He'd already once come close, and he went out, and he washed his face, and he cried, and he came back again. And this time he couldn't anymore. Had he held on for a few more minutes, you saw him.
Yeah.
That's why he was crying now. You see how Svasemis opens your eyes to understanding a simple pasuk in Chumash? Now you know why you got. Now you know why you're suffering every day.
The tshuva was not 100%, and we say after.
Correct. That's why he was crying now, but just pasuk Chumash to understand the simple pasuk of Chumash. Just doing a bit of Chumash. Svasemis mamash opens your eyes. That's what's very, very important. Huh? Of course. He was honest. I don't know about fault. Fault, I don't use the word fault. At that point, he couldn't do lo yoho. The Torah says about he couldn't. He was honest. I don't know, but he should have again, the wrong word. Had he hung on longer, it wouldn't have happened. Yeah. He didn't finish his business with Ashes Potiphar either. We had to wait all the way for Yeshua to send Meragim to Rochav HaZoyna for Yosef to finish the job that he started with Ashes Potiphar.
What?
Good. At least someone caught what I was saying. Yosef had a job to finish with Ashes Potiphar, which he never finished.
He married his daughter.
Who finished the job that Yosef started with Ashes Potiphar that he was supposed to finish? Yeshua, who was a Gilgal of Yosef, sent Meraglim to Rochav HaZoyna, who was a Gilgal of Ashes Potiphar, and they finished the job. The Avia Avas HaTumah that was represented in Ashes Potiphar that went from Mitzrayim all the way to Canaan in the body of Rochav HaZoyna, they were Oikah that Avia Avas HaTumah.
I can't remember what they did.
That's a whole shit on its own. I'm just pointing out there were a lot of things Joseph left uncompleted. He left for us to grapple with, and we're still grappling with it. I don't know if you've noticed, the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt yet. That's the shayrish of it. Where did the shayrish start? On their level, not at our level of what Sinas Chinam. But the whole story with the brothers and Yosef, what if the shayrish was shayrish? That was all in the Sinas Chinam. But we're focusing on another problem. And that's Tachas Shelo Avadet Tis Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov. That's what we're trying to rectify. So that's where we want to get to. We want to develop the kalim and the tools to be able to withstand any shayrish of the world out there. So that our Ika Simcha and our Ika Sipo can come from our Torah and not from what the Goyish world is offering us. That's where we want to get to. Okay, we got a bit sidetracked. Well, it's chashuv to know that things aren't always what they seem when you're learning Chumash.